What you just heard there was the official trailer of the 41st Karlovy Vary International Film Festival. The festival is now in full swing in the West Bohemian spa town of Karlovy Vary. It opened on Friday with the world premiere of Time, which was presented in person by Korean film director Kim Ki-duk. By the end of the weekend, over 5,000 visitors had already flocked to the festival, and some 50,000 tickets had been sold for over 80 screenings. Dita Esieru is there.
Hello and greetings from a very sunny Karlovy Vary. And as every year, this beautiful spa town is gripped by a festive atmosphere. And as has become tradition, the festival has attracted a number of renowned figures from the world of film. In past years, we've seen personalities like Matt Dillon, Ben Kingsley, and Morgan Freeman walk the red carpet. This year, one of the biggest stars was U.S. actor and director Andy Garcia, who we've seen in films like Ocean's 11 and Ocean's 12, The Godfather Part 3, and The Untouchables. He was presented with the Crystal Globe for outstanding contribution to world cinema on Friday. Andy Garcia presented his independent movie, The Lost City, starring him, Dustin Hoffman, and Bill Murray. The film about 1950s Havana debuts Andy Garcia as film director, and he also composed the music. Although he had dreamed about making it ever since the 1980s, it took 16 years for that dream to become reality. As Andy Garcia tells us, it took so long, not only because he had to find financial support, but also because it bears a special place in his heart.
I chose this subject matter because I am a product of this story. I came to the United States when I was 5 and a half years old from Cuba. So very early on in my life, I had a very profound nostalgia for my native country and its culture. And as I began to make my way in films, I quickly realized that I wanted to not only act in films, but to make movies. And that was in the mid-80s. And as soon as I made that commitment to make, not only act in them, the first movie I wanted to make was a movie about Cuba and about the experiences that I had grown up with, and a movie in which would pay tribute to the music and culture of Cuba and using music as its sort of metaphoric protagonist. So very early on in the mid-80s, I began with that dream, and it solidified for me when I read the novels and the writings of Guillermo Cabrera Infante, who dedicated so much of his life writing about that time period and the cabaret world and the world of Cuba and, you know, the coming of age in Cuba. That's where the dream was born.
Now, the Cuban community or groups of the Cuban community abroad are debating how to bring forth that transformation from totalitarianism to democracy. And some radical thinkers would say that there should be a revolution right now. Others say wait for Castro to die and then do something about it. I was wondering whether you're engaged in that debate sometimes, and if not, what's your view on this? What path do you think should be taken to bring forth that transformation?
No, I'm not involved in any of those kind of debates. I'm only involved when people ask me a question about it. My feeling is that the Cuban people are suffering, so the sooner that kind of transformation can be happen in Cuba, the sooner the Cuban people can be free. So how that happens, hopefully, you would like to achieve that to a very peaceful and a passive type of changeover, you know, transition. And that's what we hope for. I mean, you don't want in any situation to have any kind of bloodshed or... But the Cuban people, you know, are suffering. So the quicker that the country can move towards a democracy, the better. So that's what I pray for.
15 feature films are competing for the Crystal Globe, the Grand Prix of the festival this year. Among them, Kráska v nesnazích, or Beauty in Trouble, by Czech director Jan Hřebejk.
Tvůj syn, tvůj nemocný syn.
Jak můj syn dnes tady, tvůj syn, ne?
Tvůj nemocný syn už tady rok musí dechat ten plesivý vzduch, to ti je úplně uprdele, nebo co?
Hele, tak jestli těch svých čeftíčků, jestli těch svých zodin nenecháš, tak já beru děti a jdeme k matce, je to jasný?
Czech film has enjoyed little promotion at home and abroad, and the festival this year gives the Czech film industry a large platform to present its movies made in 2005 to 2006. Part of the festival was also a meeting of Czech film producers and directors with President Václav Klaus and representatives of the emerging three-party coalition government. The purpose of the meeting was to discuss public funding schemes for the industry after Czech deputies failed to vote on a presidential veto of a bill that secured higher state subsidies for Czech filmmaking. Film producer Pavel Strnad attended the meeting.
You know, in comparison with other European countries, Czech Republic has maybe 10% of the state support of our neighbors like Poland and Hungary, which is big handicap for us. And we would like to get on the level of the standard European approach to cinema. I think it was quite effective because we spent more than 90 minutes talking about the way the Czech film production should be supported in the future. So we hope that it will bring some results for the Czech film industry.
The three-party coalition of the Civic Democrats, the Christian Democrats and the Greens have pledged to form a group of experts that will concentrate on the film industry and state subsidies if their emerging government gains a vote of confidence in Parliament. And that is all from the Karlovy Vary International Film Festival for now. I'll be back tomorrow with more.